I can confirm, Blessing, that this morning at 10 o'clock in the morning at the Anglican Cathedral Hall in Harare, 9 political parties signed the NERA document. That document that speaks to the electoral reforms that the 9 political parties say they would want to see implemented to enable free and fair elections to be held in Zimbabwe in the future. I can also confirm that on behalf of our party, the MDCT, President Richard Morgan Tsvangirai signed the NERA document. There was also the leaders of the following parties who also signed: the African Democratic Party, ADP, Transform Zimbabwe, Freedom Party, ZANU Ndonga, and I understand MDC Ngube. There was this party known as Zimbabweans United for Democracy, Progressive Democrats of Zimbabwe, and the Democratic Assembly for Restoration.
But is this not discouraging, Mr. Gutu, judging from the fact that Zimbabwe has more than 35 opposition political parties, and this issue of electoral reforms is something that the ordinary people would assume that the opposition at least will agree on?
There is really no major problem here. What I see is that this is the beginning, I think, of very exciting things to come.
We understand that Zeki is having a strategic meeting on Friday. Have you been invited, and how significant is this?
Oh, definitely. I can confirm that this Friday, the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission is going to hold a stakeholders consultative meeting on the 2016-2020 strategic plan formulation. And we have been invited. We, the MDCT, have been invited. And from the document that I have before me here, various other political parties, in fact, all the political parties in this country, including even ZANU-PF, they have also been invited.